ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the
slut. She's a slut. Look at her slut.
So, I wear it proudly. Some right women are so sensitive. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can write me there, Slutty Miller, yep. Or executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward. So, what's the... Wow! See, that's the difference between us and them.
Mm-hmm.
My good friend Ed Schultz suspended himself from his television show for calling Laura Ingraham a right-wing slut. Do you have any idea what I've been called by right-wing radio hosts? Has any of them ever apologized or suspended themselves?
Nope. Computer says no.
He opened his MSNBC show last night with a very lengthy, heartfelt apology to
yes, because he's a really decent guy.
To her family, to his family for hurting them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he tossed to Thomas Roberts.
Yeah. I saw
the rest of the show.
And apparently she accepted the apology with the same kind of snarky...
She didn't accept
smallness.
The apology.
No, exactly.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. What did she say exactly?
She said, I didn't even know he had a radio show.
I didn't know. Oh, that's right. She took a shot at his radio. I didn't even know he had a radio show. Where is that available? Online. Oh, that's...
Well, he has a TV show, and you don't, Laura.
Oh, heavens. All right. If kids don't fight, you're both pretty.
That really ticks me off.
Yeah.
Her reaction to it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, Ed's my friend. She has been a professional friend. And
right.
I don't know. She's never said anything to me about you guys imitating her orgasm. I don't know how she feels about that.
I'm sure she's heard about it.
It's funny. I'm just saying, but I... Seriously. You know the names I get called.
Of course.
None of them... I mean, I'm like... whatever. That's the difference. No apology ever. Nothing. Still waiting. You know what? In honor of my friend Ed Schultz, I may change this to the Slutty Liberal Show. That's what I may do. It's Stephanie Miller's Slutty Liberal Show. I'm told we're going to have, I believe it's three major city announcements. Could be tomorrow. This week, yes. But this week we will have three more major city announcements.
Scattered all over the United States.
Yes. All right. Really now? Isn't that teasy?
It is teasy.
All right. Coming up next, Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Saturday, June 4th. Get your tickets quick. Minneapolis, Saturday, June 18th, Chicago, Saturday, June 25th, Boston, Saturday, July 16th, and Seattle, Saturday, October 1st. Many more to come. Hang in there, Ed. What a decent guy, seriously. Anybody that's listened to right-wing radio knows the names that all of us get called.
Absolutely.
None of them ever apologize. It's just... All right, let's talk to Carl.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Bullfightstrategies.com.
So inviting to me.
He's Frisch. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. You know, there's a simple reason why these right-wing radio hosts have never apologized or taken a leave of absence on their own. You can't have everybody go on vacation at the same time.
Yes, that is true.
Anyone in radio knows that. You need to stagger your vacations. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Carl, the other thing we were talking about is there obviously is a double standard, too. You know, it's like it's a guy, I think, calling a woman certain things, you know, whereas we probably called Laura Ingraham worse.
I'm sure we have. I was going through my mental Rolodex of what
Not
we said
me,
about
Not me, you guys.
Right-wing radio, though, is replete with every host under the sun saying these types of things every single day.
Right, right.
So, you know, whether they're about you, whether they're about the First Lady, whether they're about the President, whether they're about, generally speaking, women. I mean, Rush Limbaugh has said something sexist, I'm guessing, on every show that he's ever broadcast in his entire career.
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, Carl, there's a basic difference. I always joke about it, but I'm actually professional friends with Laura Ingraham. When I see her at radio conventions, when she got cancer, I sent her a really nice letter, you know, and she really appreciated it. I'm just saying at the bottom, you know, we're human beings. I mean, she makes fun of me on her radio show. I make fun of her on mine. You know, it's just at some point you go, oh, give me a break, that everybody's suddenly so sensitive.
Yeah, I think the right wing loves to play victim, and had not done what he did, they would have used this as a perfect opportunity.
Oh, Chris, here's our favorite thing she says about me.
I didn't know she said things about you.
Oh yeah, she has, but no, she said that I stole her radio. format. The way she does her show, she has two guys there.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, how long have I been doing radio?
For 25 years.
30 years. Almost 30.
Yeah.
How long is Lauren?
I've been with you for 13 of those
Thank
years.
Thank you. How long has Lauren been? Mm-hmm.
She's been doing, for maybe 10?
Yes, less.
Less. 8?
Apparently I stole my own act, Carl.
Yeah. When I first tuned into her show, I'm like, wow, that sounds awfully familiar.
All right.
Well, in fairness, she stole her act from G. Gordon Liddy, so.
Who doesn't want that act?
Yeah,
all
exactly.
All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we, kids? Oh, heavens, they're a little... Speaking of touchy, Carl, speaking of sensitive about that New York 26 race...
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh.
All this panic over this unheard-of New York election yesterday.
Sure, yeah.
Get a grip, folks. Snurdly storms in here at 11 o'clock, fuming, smoke coming out of his ears over one stupid election in New York. That was as big a fraudulent election as there ever has been in terms of the substance of what was on the table.
Really? Oh, it was fraudulent.
Right.
Based on what? That the Democrat won?
That's exactly why. Anytime Democrats win, it's a fraudulent election.
Yeah.
But I don't know if even Rush's listeners know this, but Snurdly is not a real person.
Right.
Yes, I've heard this.
Rush makes this guy up, and his people think that he's like sitting there in the studio. Snurdly is like Rush Limbaugh's imaginary friend.
Right.
Well, I was gonna say I'm a loser, but at least I have real friends.
I'm guessing it's part of his personality. You know, he talks to it, and you know what they say about people who talk to different personalities inside their head.
All right, Sybil, whatever. Okay, Bill O'Reilly.
The mainstream media has launched its own reelect Obama campaign by attacking Fox News.
Ah. Okay.
If that were true, doesn't that mean that Fox News is against Obama?
Yes. That would almost seem like there's some sort of implication that the Fox News is the arm of the Republican Party in some way, Carl.
Well, you know, O'Reilly can never be consistent. He says that Fox News is conservative, and then he says that it's an actual news outlet. So, you know.
Yeah.
You ask the president whether or not he thinks the entire media is out to get him reelected, and they'll give you a different answer, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm not saying that the Fox News is a part of the Republican Party in any way, in that they would run promos like this.
Meet the Candidates. It's Hannity's special series on the GOP's presidential picks, breaking down their campaigns and what it will take to beat Obama. Friday, Sean sits down with Gary Johnson and Rick Santorum.
Why do you want to be the president of the United States?
Don't miss the Hannity primary Friday.
Is there anyone in the free world besides Sean Hannity that cares why Rick Santorum wants to be president?
Yeah.
Well, I love that it's Rick Johnson, or it's Gary Johnson and Rick Santorum on the same show.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, how many double entendres can you have in one episode? by double entendre,
I hope he doesn't get Santorum. I hope he doesn't get any
Johnson.
Santorum on his Johnson, because that's, you know.
Exactly. It's usually the Johnson that leads to the Santorum.
Yeah, that's not pretty.
You know there's going to be a mad rush to watch that show, because Johnson and Santorum are just so super exciting.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, you'd have to throw in a plenty to make it any more sizzling.
Yeah.
Okay.
You talk about putting the already half-asleep body in sleep.
Exactly. All right, Monica Crowley on the Fox News.
This White House has done the Chicago way all along. I mean, from the 2008 election straight through the White House years, and now as they gear up for 2012. And the Chicago way basically involves intimidating, browbeating, and intimidating political opponents until they withdraw, weakened, and destroyed.
Oh, I see. So see how good he is? He's already destroyed the Republican field before he's even started.
And I love it when people make lists of three things, and the first thing on the list and last thing on the list are the exact same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
He's browbeating, intimidating, and browbeating.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm not saying that she's an idiot, superficial, and an idiot, but she is.
Boy. Now you're going to have to suspend yourself from bullfight strategies.
Well, that has nothing to do with her gender. That has everything to do with her lack of intelligence.
Yes.
Okay.
Go, Carl.
Eric Bowling.
So is the administration just playing games and intentionally causing pain at the pump?
Yes, that's it.
We've been talking about this for a long time. He's taken credit. He did a little victory lap about all the drilling that's going on. But turns out, as Daryl Issa points out, the drilling was approved years ago, prior to any Obama administration or Obama energy policy.
Oh, Yes, the president clearly wants prices to go up at the pump because that would be so helpful for him politically, Carl.
Right, and post-BP, he could have done a lot to stop the drilling from happening, and he hasn't. So, you know, I don't think it's something that I would be bragging about as an accomplishment because I don't necessarily agree with it. But any economist, any energy expert will tell you that drilling will not have an effect on the price of gas one way or another immediately. So it's just another set of lies.
Yeah, it's just them trying to place themselves where anything he does is wrong. Anything he does is the wrong thing. All right, Glenn Beck on the radio.
Go ahead.
Hey, you have a crappy cell phone, Carl Frisch, although I love you madly.
Sorry.
Okay, Glenn Beck on the radio.
I'm wondering if this man can ever speak to an ally off the cuff. Or if he has to be on a teleprompter all the time because he can't generate anything for our allies except contempt.
Wow.
Wow. You know, by the way, if the Queen loved he and Michelle anymore, she'd be asking for a three-way. I don't understand what he's talking about there.
Well, they love him over there.
That
requires that you ignore every poll around the world that shows that this administration and the country is more popular now than the entirety of the Bush administration. So, and if you want to talk about Obama needing to take a teleprompter with him everywhere he goes, there's something that Glenn Beck has to take with him everywhere he goes, and that's a heavy dose of medication.
There you go. I'm sorry, I still have my phlegm fest. Carl Frisch from Bullfight Strategy. See you next week, honey.
Have a good one.
All right, there he goes. Yeah, note to myself, landline next time. Okay, 17 minutes after the hour. Some reaction on the Ed Schultz, Laura Ingraham story next as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number up the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 23 minutes after the hour, we return to Bendy soon.
Yes.
The Bendy will be here after the bottom of the hour. David Benner, political strategist extraordinaire. And then Kathleen Madigan, one of our personal favorite comedians. And Carl Salzrocki, one of our other personal favorite comedians. In hours two and then hours three.
Yes, respectively.
We got a little shoe. All right. Lots of people talking about Ed Schultz, my buddy, my pal. When have you ever heard of that, by the way? Suspended himself from his MSNBC show for calling Laura Ingraham a right-wing slut on his radio show. Okay. Let's go to Cordell in Kentucky. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Cordell.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning,
Chris.
Baby.
Hello.
Your official screenwriter at the Stephanie Miller Show here.
Gling.
Now, I have to side with Chris this morning on this. I'm ticked off. I'm so sick of our side always having to apologize for stuff while they over on false news. And yes, I call them false news. They are allowed to attack the president. They are allowed to attack the first lady.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Forget about, you know, any radio host. For God's sakes, all of us are big kids, you know. We all play in the same, and we all have to, have a thick skin. But you're right. What about what the Fox News alone calls the president of the United States? What about what people on right-wing radio call the first lady of the United States?
Exactly. And why isn't anybody taking Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh to task for attacking a sitting United States senator, calling her a whore? I don't see any calls for them getting suspended.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, it's, I do think, Cordell, like we were saying, there is probably a double standard. It's, as Dr. Laura learned, you know, I'm sorry, there are just, you know, white people should not scream the N-word on the radio. It shouldn't, you know. And I think Ed being a guy, it's probably this was going to be a more sensitive topic than, there's just certain rules, unwritten rules, aren't there?
Thing I would like to add on that. Remember when Bill O'Reilly was going after Dr. Tiller by calling him George the Baby Killer?
Yep, yeah.
Tiller the Baby Killer. Yeah.
Exactly. He kept ratcheting up that pressure, and what happened? somebody went and shot him. I want to know why he is still employed and why he's not in jail.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Cordell, we could go through a zillion more examples. I mean, for God's sakes, listen to any, I don't know, Michael Savage broadcast or anything. Listen to the names he calls people. You know, Bill O'Reilly, the names he calls people. Alone, you could just do a little list if you wanted.
You pinhead!
Ideological zombie, loony ideologues, cowards, gutter snipes, charlatans, and jerk. I just think he's a weasel. You're a paranoid crazy. You're either a moron or a liar. He's a corrupt midget.
Oh, by the way.
What?
You know what? I'm going to have to research this, but I was just thinking. I can't remember. There was some right-wing host, but they literally. Oh, I know what they call him. Special Ed. One of the right-wing hosts. Mm-hmm. Like, so he's calling Ed Schultz retarded, I guess. And that's okay? I'll research that. But there was a bunch of people that you know, Cenk, young, my friend, I can never say his name correctly.
Right.
Cenk, yeah. On MSNBC. Same thing. I think it was Ann Coulter called him some kind of, you know, synonym for being a retarded person. I mean, it's just, it's like, and did any of them apologize? No.
Computer says no.
No. How about this one? We did this the other day. Talk about, like, just blatant racism. We just played Eric Bolling in right-wing world. I mean, give me a break. How is that not racist to say the president is hanging out with rappers in the White House and chugging 40s?
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, I guess responding to the disaster in Missouri. By the way, important to note here, local officials have praised the White House for their rapid response in Missouri. So, first of all, the whole premise of this story is ridiculous. But anyway, so this is how they apologize on the right. After taking heat for accusing President Obama of abdicating his duties instead chugging 40s in Ireland, Fox's Eric Bolling has gone to Great Lakes to explain he's not race-baiting Obama. He's simply saying Obama has a drinking problem. Which I guess is better somehow, and also based on nothing.
Right.
Like every president hasn't done some photo op, drinking a local beverage or something. Anyway, Monday night he went trolling on Twitter for people to watch his Fox Business show, promising to discuss Obama chugging 40s in Ireland, that rather than responding to the tornadoes. People tuning into the show were treated to him ripping Obama for entertaining rappers at the White House and chugging a few 40s. Returning to Twitter, Bolling responded, directing people to the online slang dictionary, which defines 40 as referring to a 40-ounce bottle of alcoholic beverage or a 40-ounce bottle of malt liquor. Oh, please. Like, everybody in the free world doesn't know that's racist code.
Yeah, it's completely racist code.
Bolling later tried to amend his attack. He said, I took some heat for saying Obama should have delayed his bar crawl. Whatever else he's doing over there. So that kind of stuff is fine, and there's no need for any sort of apology.
I think Eric Bolling should suspend himself.
It's not because he's black. It's just because he's an alcoholic. What? What did I say? I mean, it's ridiculous. And meanwhile, as I say, at least, you know, and Ed Schultz, like you said last night, his apologies seem really heartfelt.
It was.
I think and I know him personally, and he's a gentleman, and I'm sure he meant it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a word that slipped out he probably shouldn't have used. How decent is that to suspend yourself and go, you know, this was over the line.
And she could have gracefully accepted his apology, but she didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Decided to ungracefully take a shot at this radio show, which is very successful. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I was expecting applause. But I suppose stunned silence is equally appropriate.
Don't speak. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. I'm feeling bendy. David Bender, our buddy, our pal.
David Bender.
This means a lot, doesn't it, Bender?
David Bender.
David Bender.
Good morning, David Bendy.
Good morning. Well, it is morning in America. You know, we're mourning for Laura Ingraham's hurt feelings.
Yes.
Hurt feelings. I do you feel the pain?
I do. Good Lord, I do.
It's sluts ahoy this morning.
And as you say, it depends on who's saying it. I've heard you say worse things about yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly.
She's a slut.
You know what, David?
Look at her slut.
I may suspend myself because I could use a rest.
Suspend yourself on Monday.
Chris, you're doing the rest of the show.
Yeah, you and me, Bendy.
Stephanie is holding herself accountable.
Exactly.
You know, I saw Ed last night. I hadn't known what was happening, and I saw this, and I thought, you know, what is going on? What did he say? And then I went online and read what he said, and I thought, you know, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Listening to what these people have said, ad hominem attacks on a constant basis, and of course, this was, as you point out, all about attacking the president for having been in Ireland rather than going to the hurricane sites and the tornado sites, which he, of course, is going to do. I mean, it's just it is so ridiculous. It is so outrageous. But let me pivot for a moment.
Yes, pivot. Why don't
outrage.
You?
Can I share with you my outrage?
Yes.
Here's my outrage. You were asleep, and they crowned a new American Idol.
What?
Yes.
Why wasn't I told? Who is it?
This just in. Scotty McCreery. American Idol. That's not a big surprise. Mm. Country voters, big deal.
Right.
Chris knows this. This is the pattern of the way this works. But here's what they did. They opened the show. It was a really kind of interesting amalgam of people. Everyone from Tony Bennett to Judas Priest who was on last night.
It was actually a good show.
It was actually a very good show. But Chris, did you see the very beginning of the show?
You know what? I didn't.
Let me share it with you.
I was going to say, what are you doing up?
Yeah, I wasn't up. I just saw clips this morning.
Exactly. I know I'm for the sleep impaired here. But here's what happens. They bring out the entire cast of people who are going to go on tour, the American Idol contestants, and 13 kids dressed in white, all performing Born This Way.
Right.
Which is, in theory, a wonderful thing, except they somehow manage to leave out all the lyrics that are even remotely gay positive.
Yeah.
They neutered Born This Way. It was just sort of born.
I was born and then nothing else happened.
Nothing else
There
happened.
Were no choices of any kind made or any genetic, nothing. Nothing.
It was unbelievable. I'm going along and I'm thinking, well, this is a big deal. They're going to sing Born This Way, and it's about, you know, proud of who you are, and let's acknowledge that you can love anyone you choose. They get to those points in the lyrics, and I actually went back and rewound it, read along, and I'm looking at this going, they've taken it all out.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Paul.
Lady Gaga was throwing up in one of her wigs.
Lady Gaga came out later and did another song?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, did she?
She was there.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah,
but Bendy, why did I think that the race you were going to talk about was New York 26?
I know. I had to do a quick nod to Lady Gaga. But here's the amazing thing about New York 26. It is not that it happened, because you could see it was a train wreck. And this district,
now, who's more defensive, Laura Ingraham over being called a slut or Republicans over losing New York 26 for the first time?
Republicans actually should be a lot more defensive than they are. But, of course, Harry Reid, quite brilliantly, frankly, scheduled the vote the day after while they're still scattering, trying to figure it out. So the Senate voted on the Ryan budget the day after this election. Now, look, first off, let's remember this district. Just for people who have not lived in New York 26 like you,
yep.
You were that's part of your dad's old district.
Yeah, that's my hometown area up the transit there from Cheektowaga, Lackawanna, and Tanawanda.
Which, of course, I can never say. It's good to hear.
Yes.
But the truth is that this is Jack Kemp's old district.
Right.
The district has shifted over the years, but it is the ninth most conservative district in the country. It was never even included in any targeting. So this is a huge deal that the Democrat, Kathy Hochul, has won this seat. But here's what happens the next day. Yesterday, they have the vote in the Senate. The Ryan budget goes down 57-40, but 40 Republicans.
Got them on record, set the trap.
Are now exactly right.
They're in the bear net now.
Well, and let's look at who some of them are. Here's what's really interesting. You've got people who are up in 2012. Now, the math is not good. We've talked about this before. The math is not good for Democrats in this next election cycle. A third of the Senate is up every 2 years. And it just happens, the way the numbers work, that it's 23 Democratic seats and 10 Republican seats. So, you know, when you're talking about the switch of three, the math favors the Republicans to take back the Senate, even with Barack Obama at the top of the ticket. But now, six of these people, six of those ten, have voted, including the new guy that just replaced John Ensign in the Senate, Dean Heller, in Nevada, has voted to kill Medicare. Richard Lugar has voted to kill Medicare. Bob Corker has voted to kill Medicare. Orrin Hatch, who may not even survive a primary, has voted to kill Medicare. That is a gift.
Yep.
And it needs to be repeated over and over and over again. Some of the people who bailed on it, Scott Brown, who when the Ryan budget came out, praised it to the sky, thanked God for Eddie Munster.
Oh, I love this. One Republican, House Republican aide, suggested backpedaling on the Ryan Medicare plan would be the worst possible move we can make. I agree. I say floor it.
Yes.
Full steam ahead. You get behind Eddie Munster. Get closer behind him than Larry Craig would. Get right. Yes.
And you know, you've got it exactly right. The thing that is so interesting, the more you watch Paul Ryan, because he is doubling down. He released a video the day after, still defending his plan, saying it's all Democrats doing Metascare.
It's Metascare, you guys. Cut it out. Yeah, I saw him.
He's really interesting, because here's what's wrong with this picture. If you really want to understand how they screwed this up so badly,
yes,
they chose a guy who is barely out of grade school to argue about cutting off benefits for seniors. And seniors look at this guy and realize he's way too young. If John McCain had introduced this, or someone who understands Medicare, that would have been different.
Yeah, I think one of the greatest town hall moments is that woman stood up and said, you're assuming that I don't care about my children and grandchildren.
Right.
You know, right. I mean, that's the thing. It's like people get what this is.
And he tried to play it as sort of a generational contrast. He said, we're not going to deny benefits to grandma, but anyone under the age of 55, you're on your own. And the Americans are part of a family.
They're
related to people who are 55 and over and 45 and under.
David, look how people reacted to Paul Ryan Eric Cantor saying, well, you know, there's going to have to be cut somewhere else if we're going to help these people in Missouri. That's not who we are as Americans. No. That's not who we are.
It's not. And, you know, again, you look at these people, you look at Eric Cantor, you talk about tone deaf. Look at John Boehner. John Boehner, who, you know, actually scheduled this vote in the House and whipped the vote, unlike Mitch McConnell, who at least had good sense to let people like Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins and Scott Brown, Olympia Snowe and Scott Brown both up for election next year, decide how they wanted to vote. He didn't push them. John Boehner. Right. And Eric Cantor made every single Republican walk the plank. And that's just bad leadership. That's just, and a lot of people.
Well, and I love, they need a bendy up in that. They didn't, in New York 26, they tried the tying Hochul to Pelosi. One TV ad called her a Pelosi puppet. And it's just like, people are like, what? That's two cycles ago.
Doesn't work. And you know what? Pelosi is right on message, and so is Steve Israel, who's the new chair of the Democratic.
He's been doing great, by the way.
Say again?
He's been doing great, by the way, Steve Israel.
He's incredible.
I like him a lot.
And what does he say? There are three parts to the Democratic plan. Part one, Medicare. Part two, Medicare. Part three, Medicare.
Yep.
And you got to remember something. And this is what I hope every Democrat is going to say for the next 18 months. Not only do they want to cut Medicare, turn it into a voucher program and give coupons to grandma, these are the people who, if we remember, let's just say it aloud, never wanted Medicare to begin with. Republicans never wanted Medicare. They were opposed to it before it was introduced. If you remind people of the facts, guess what? Some of these seniors were around.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
and
I mean, again, here's another, you know, I mean, not only what we've seen happening, David, across the country, Wisconsin, elsewhere, and I mean, there has been, I think, a backlash to this Republican overreach, and now we're looking in Florida. Rick Scott has just sunk to a 29% approval rating, which, you know, you can't tell me there's not something big going on here politically, right, whether it's New York 26 or...
It's happening in each of these states. It's happening in Wisconsin. It's happening in Ohio, where their governor's approval rating is tanking. Even the much vaunted Chris Christie, who, you know, the Republicans keep saying, we need a real candidate to get into this field. Chris Christie is below 50% approval. He is more negative than positive in New Jersey right now. He would not carry his own state. So, yeah, it is, you're spot on. It is all about Republican overreach. And they did.
But the media tells me he's bold and courageous and refreshing.
He's like a drink.
Yes.
He's like a 40.
Yes.
Let's pop one.
He's more than 40. He's about an 80, I think.
Let's have another Paul Ryan. Let's you know, all politics is local. Rachel last night said all politics is hokal. But the truth is, what is happening in each of these districts is that they're looking at their voters and saying, how do you feel about where these cuts are coming? And Kathy Hochul, to her great credit, not only said, are we going to protect Medicare, but we are not going to have people who make $500,000 a year not pay their fair share.
That's right. That's right.
That's the message, and voters are responding. That's not what people voted for in 2010.
Right. And I also would like to encourage the running of a Tea Party candidate, separate from the Republican in every race, so there can be a little, you know, I want to encourage that.
Steph, it's going to happen in so many of these races. Orrin Hatch and Dick Lugar are going to be primaried by ultra-right wingers, whether they're Tea Party or not.
Oh,
they may lose their own primary.
And I'm almost certain that teabagging is illegal in Utah. But David Bender...
Will you demonstrate it in Utah?
I think that's down the road on the Sexy Liberal Tour. All right, David Bender, see you next week, honey. Love you. I miss you.
Love you, miss you. Bye.
All right,
there
he goes, my house
Bendy.
Husband. 46 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. We are moments away from Kathleen Madigan,
yes,
comedian extraordinaire, live in studio with us for the hour.
She's hysterical.
She is hilarious. Let's go to John in Chicago on the Ed Schultz controversy. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Hey, I got to admit, I'm a little bit surprised at how angry everybody is about this whole Ed Schultz thing. There's a lot of things to be angry about. I don't think this is one of them.
Oh, please. I get called worse by the people that work on my own show with me.
I understand. There's right and there's wrong, okay? And if you do something that you perceive as wrong, then you make it right.
Right.
And that's what Ed did, you know?
Yeah.
It's very basic, just courtesy, you know? If you slip up, and it doesn't matter what the other side does. It doesn't matter what they say day in and day out, day after day after day. When you do the wrong thing, you make it right. And that's what Ed did. Now, there's no reason to be upset about that at all for anybody. There's no bearing on what the other side does. Ed felt he did the wrong thing, and he made it right.
Yep. Yep, exactly. And that's the difference between us, I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, the news about John Edwards getting potentially getting indicted. I say good.
Yeah, he absolutely deserves
good.
It.
Good. Is that just the chick in me, or is that the...
No.
Yeah. Federal prosecutors will soon indict John Edwards on charges that he allegedly broke the law by using campaign cash to cover up an extramarital affair. Source tells ABC News Edwards is aware of the charges, which could come down in the next 2 weeks, and is considering his options, including a plea bargain that could eventually prevent the case from going to trial.
If John Edwards were a Republican, the Republicans would circle their wagons around him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the difference between Democrats and Republicans. We know when wrong is wrong.
Yeah. I just love that I think Elizabeth Edwards is probably smiling. Maybe chuckling a little. Who knows? Okay. Scumbag. Okay, I'm just saying. John Edwards.
He is a scumbag.
All right.
And a slut. I dare say he's a slut.
Slut. Look at him. Slut.
Slut. She's a slut. Look at her. Slut.
There you go.
And I don't apologize.
Harumph.
Okay. Oh, Gretchen in Chicago would like some apology music. On behalf of sluts everywhere. Hey, guys. On behalf of sluts everywhere, I'd like to formally complain about the inclusion of that tight-ass, tiny-brained, comb-over, balding, shrieking harpy Laura Ingraham. All the sluts I know and love.
Oh, God.
Oh. Oh, Gretchen Louise in Chicago. Okay. Let's go to, she's speaking on behalf of sluts everywhere.
It's been nice working with you.
All right, bye-bye. Richard in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi. Did she cross the line? Because that's one of my favorite hobbies, too. And speaking of offensive words, I was down in Long Beach carrying some signs. I guess I missed you.
Oh.
And one of them said that St. Paul is a closet case. That was my least offensive sign.
Oh, dear.
Was a closet case.
Some people think he was.
At the end of that. Well, if you read between the lines, it really isn't that complicated. You can see that he clearly was. And I'm not going to. Well, anyway. But as far as.
We apologize to any St. Paul fans that are offended. Go ahead, Richard.
Well, and what offends me is the idea that something I say should be repressed. Because someone can't handle it. That's offensive to me. Because someone can't handle what I consider to be the truth. Well, you know.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, I don't. Well, look, that's
people.
It's just that, you know, I'm just saying, you can turn on pretty much any radio show any day and you're going to hear some names. It's like, oh, come on. And by the way, I doubt very much Laura Ingraham was actually offended.
She was not offended.
She's a big girl. Elizabeth in.
She's got a thick skin.
Elizabeth in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. Hello. I just wanted to make some comments about the vacation in England where everyone's bitching about the president drinking and, you know, ignoring our country.
Well, he's not on vacation. He's actually working. But, yes, I get what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that is my point, is our ex-president, W., was on vacation more than any other president. And all this time that you hear everything about Obama, he was nowhere to be seen. I mean, wars would happen. You would have no idea what the president was doing, what he was thinking, where he was, who he was drinking with. I mean, it is a miracle the difference that our country is now than what it was like then. I mean, the fact that anybody can say anything about the man is... It's like before we were just making things up because he was saying stupid things.
Yeah, now it's okay for a guy on Fox to say he was, you know, he's hanging out with rappers and chugging 40s and then go on to claim there's no racial tinge to that at all.
Right, and the thing about that he has a drinking problem, W did have a drinking problem.
Yeah,
no one
exactly.
Talks about that.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah, and by the way, how about all the right-wingers that defended Dr. Laura's right to scream the N-word on the radio? That was okay. But Ed Schultz, no, that's what I'm saying. It's just, it's partisan. That's all it is.
Yep.
Gary in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Gare.
Oh, hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I wanted to report. Last night I was in my wife's car. I was trolling through the stations, and I turned on one of the righty stations.
Uh-huh.
And it was easy listening, oldies.
Oh, yeah. My oldies. Goodness. Well, now that is breaking news. They finally dropped one of the right-wing stations that has no ratings. When does that ever happen?
I dare say Laura Ingraham's on some of those stations.
Mm, indeed. George in Indiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I'm just wondering, did I miss the Chris LaVoy apology for calling Dana Perino a whore?
I believe I did apologize. I apologize. Yes, I apologized about a minute later.
Did Jim Ward apologize for calling Sarah Palin a whore?
I don't know. We'll ask him when he gets here.
Yeah, he's not here. He can't.
Listen,
I
don't take any responsibility for anything. Everyone knows mooks are completely uncontrollable.
Oh.
You thought you got me, didn't you, George?
I just wanted to know if I missed it or not.
You did.
You answered my question.
Well, all right, there you go. Thank you. You two.
What?
See? Baggage just weighing me down. Cindy in Michigan real quick. Hey, Cindy.
I was going to say this morning on Morning Joe, they were talking about the Ryan plan, and the mantra the Republicans keep using is that people over 54 will not be affected at all. And we know that's not true. We need to tell them back that there's that gaping hole in the drug plan that's going to stay open.
That's right. No, that's right. That's exactly true. That's been lost in all this. All right. Comedian Kathleen Madigan, she'll judge the president's Guinness drinking technique next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's
The Stephanie Miller Show. Tired of paying for real cops? With British Police Uniforms LA, you can privatize your force and save. After all, the suit makes the cop, even if he is a psycho or a crook. Offer no longer void in Wisconsin.
Okay, fabulous. All right, StephanieMiller.com. That's where their sponsorship page is for an hourly sponsorship. All right, 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. This is always very exciting news for us. Kathleen Madigan, comedian extraordinaire, is here.
I am here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm awake.
She's
here.
She's comedy slut. Slut, look at her. Look at her.
I wouldn't mind if anyone called me that.
Yeah, I don't.
If somebody offered more money anywhere, I would totally cancel the other gig and go. I am really.
I was saying, I get called worse than that every day by my own coworkers.
I believe I may have called Laura Ingraham a Nazi whore at some point.
I believe that you did.
I think I should be taken off the schedule for a week.
You're going to suspend yourself?
Yes. It cost me literally tens of dollars. And
that'll show you, Jim.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't mind suspending myself for a week, even without pay. At some point, who cares, right? It's just an extra week of vacation. Yeah. Good for you, Ed.
Yeah.
Feeling a little under the weather.
I have
call
a feeling,
somebody a
slut. I have a feeling the fish are biting somewhere. I gotta
it's
go.
Getting warm in North Dakota.
Yeah.
No fool.
All right. Kathleen Madigan, I don't know how you do this road comedy thing. I'm doing the Sexy Liberal Tour. I'm exhausted. I've only had two shows. But you can... You can go to sexyliberal.com. We've got a bunch of dates coming up. Now I've lost where they are. Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Raleigh Durham is coming up first. That's June 4th. June 4th, fine Americans. I don't know where it is. Kathleen, how do you do this?
Who else is on this road show?
Hal Sparks
with you?
And John Fugel saying, Stephanie Miller, Sexy Liberal
not
Show.
Sexy. But whatever.
He's beyond.
The poster?
He's beyond.
He's
sexy.
Very cute. The key is make them do more time.
Oh, I see. So
right.
I just come out.
You do a tight hour, you do a tight 40, and then you wrap it up with six.
I just do the Lady Gaga thing. Just make a big entrance, and then I really got nothing. Just
right.
Have some
but
guys carry
up.
Me out on a stretcher thing.
Right.
And
you only do it once. That's why all the disappointed people, it won't matter.
Yeah.
Aha, tricked you once.
I just do my, Madeline Kahn entrance. Could you all please step on the same foot at the same time? I'm falling off.
There you go.
It's one big joke and then that's it. Good night.
Yeah.
Not the hair.
Hal could go on for hours. He won't mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Tell him to bring the guitar. You really got to fill time.
You are a master at getting out of doing work, which is what I love about you. You said someone once offered you a TV show. You're like, every day? I don't do anything every day.
They said every day. I go every day like this week? Or do you mean this year? Are you crazy? I'm not going to show. I cannot show up. I haven't had a real job in 25 years. Now is not the time to try to break me in. Like, I'm like, is this everyday thing going to happen in my house while I'm in the bed in my pajamas smoking? Because if that's not where the camera is, I cannot agree to participate.
Yeah. Well, because you're obviously one of the most brilliant comedy writers out here in Hollywood, but you have a list of requirements, which include...
I have to be able to do it virtually, which just means in my bed, in
pajamas,
my pajamas,
smoking.
Coffee, smoking.
You decide when cocktail hour is.
Exactly. Happy hour could start at 9 a.m., sometimes 5, if I'm feeling productive.
I'm like this, too. I need a little loosey-goosey schedule. Need to be on my own...
And the limo driver can't look at you in the rear mirror.
Maybe a Bloody Mary. I mean, Lewis Black had that show on Comedy Central, The Root of All Evil, and I worked on that with him, and it just got to some point, like after week three, where we just had a dartboard and we're having Bloody Marys, and I go, I don't think we should have been hired. Like, this isn't right. Like, we were in a real place, like a studio where you drive on the lot, and there's some guy, where's your pass? Like, it was for real. And I'm like, do they know we're drinking? Is Comedy Central okay with this?
No, my friend David Bender and I are working on a book proposal for me. We've been drunk the entire time. There's not one thing that's been written that has been written sober. It's just
maybe
all that stuff on cocktail
napkins
where you go,
That should be the title.
Why did we think Slayer Heron was funny? I don't, what does that even mean?
We wrote this drunk. That's the title.
There you go.
Drunk writings. And then you just Photoshop the cocktail napkins that you wrote words
on. By the way, he came up with one chapter title for me, which probably isn't wise. And the chapter title is, I probably shouldn't write a chapter about my stalkers. Which is... that's law enforcement would probably be doing.
I like it.
But I think the whole thing could just be redacted. Just not names, just,
Blacked out.
Let's divide them into people I've dated and people I haven't. You know, just...
That's the whole book thing, too. Like, I met with publishers in New York, and they go, could you give us, like, 5 pages of what you want to do? And so I did. And then they go, could you give us another 10? No.
No.
No, see, now I'm done.
No, see, now
wow,
I'm done.
You had the chance, and now you blew it. You gave me more homework without money. That's where the fun train stops. The fun train just crashed into a wall.
See? Now you ruined everything. Every party's got a scooper.
Give us another 320 pages.
Yeah,
oh boy.
For free.
Yeah. All right. Oh, by the way, Don writes, Steph, we were talking about what the right wing, you know, because they're going insane, Kathleen. I don't know what's happening, but the sexy liberal tour is selling out months in advance, and they're trying to shut us down. Seriously, there's
really?
Some
what?
Theaters that won't have us because they're conservatives on the board, and then they tried to bribe our booker to stop booking the show, and it's there's scalping sites scalping tickets for $500. It's crazy.
Really?
Craigslist?
Yeah, Craigslist yourself. Is it going crazy?
Yeah.
If you go on there.
Yes. Yes. And so... we were just saying they seem to, it makes them insane when liberals succeed at capitalism. They're going insane. So
wow.
We were, Hal and I yesterday were speculating. Don said, Steph, I just about drove off the road when I heard you and Hal talking about the imagined conservative answer to the sexy liberal tour, especially when you had it oozing into your town with the pasty, overweight, fear-mongering, steak-eating, bourbon-drinking headliners. Yeah, like Rush Limbaugh would just, like the blob, just be coming out of your theater, just... losing.
I cannot believe people on boards are, like, not going to rent you the theater.
Yeah. Why? Which I think is technically illegal is the word I'm looking for. Because they're public theaters.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they rent them to me and Louis Black. I mean, he's wildly liberal. I mean, he's, like, the king of all hippie socialists. They, like, I mean, and he would totally tell you that. Like,
I'm telling you, it's because we put liberal in the title. They're just like, ugh.
Yeah, that's probably why. You tipped them off. See, Lou just goes in and shocks them. Who's the crazy Jew yelling in the other room?
If you're a liberal, you got to be a ninja.
Right, you have to be secret. Lou just looks like an old hippie guy that got off a bus with a cigarette. They don't know. They have no idea.
Now, what are the chances we had you booked? And then the president drinks a Guinness yesterday. And you, as is well known said in your biography here, says after 22 years and 300 nights on the road, Kathleen's goal remains to be to move to Ireland and drink Guinness while feeding her sheep herding dogs.
That is correct.
Yes.
The easiest job in the world. Well, I saw the picture of where Michelle Obama had the Guinness in her hand. I could tell she was one of those people that looked at it like, okay, I'm going to drink this because it's custom. And I just want to tell her, after the first 100, you will love them. You just got to get through the first 100. I know it seems
there's
weird
a picture of me in Ireland trying one. I'm literally like,
oh, it's delicious. But initially, if you're not used to it, it's like, wow, I just had a roast beef. Like a whole roast just went in my stomach. But you got to get yourself conditioned to it.
It's a little, wow. Yeah,
but
that's...
he did say at one point on this tour, there's no one more Irish than me. And I thought, oh, I think my drunk Uncle Mick McCarthy with cirrhosis would disagree, Obama. I think he's got you by about 7,000 drinks.
How was the mustache? Was that good, the beer mustache, as they go? Was that well done?
I didn't even see them. Did they actually drink it?
He did it. He did it in one shot.
No
yeah.
way.
He downed it, right?
No.
He downed his pint, the president.
You
yes, he did.
No, not in one drink. No.
No. There's no way you downed
it.
It
was a pretty big one. It was
gulp.
A pretty big gulp.
Yeah, I could.
You're looking at Kathleen Madigan, for God's sake.
I could. Yeah, one time over there.
You have a little thing in the can goes down your throat. That's no fun.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
they
well, that's why people. You can only drink it over there. Out of the can here. They've tried everything. Let's put an aerogenotic thing in the bottom, and then it'll fly out. It'll taste. No, it won't. No, now you've just wasted more space than more Guinness could have been. You just took up more valuable space. It's terrible on a can. I don't know. It doesn't travel well.
Last time I was in Ireland, I was 12, so
I went with my brother, and we, at the end of a very long day and night, added it up because we're so bad at math. I'm like, how many pints are in a gallon? And we figured out that we each had 2.5 gallons of Guinness, but we were fine. We weren't even hammered. We were sick because it was a nice pace all day.
Yeah.
You throw it in with some ham sandwiches, and
sure.
You're absolutely fine to wander around town.
Now, Kathleen, we were saying, we also know this about you. You spend an inordinate amount of times with your family, with your parents. And,
yes.
And we were asking if they're okay because you're from the Midwest.
I am from Missouri, actually. My parents live about... 75 miles from where all this went on, but they're so hard of hearing, they don't even hear the tornado sirens.
Yes.
Like, they're talking to me on the phone, and I'm like, is that a tornado siren?
What is that?
Where are you guys? At the kitchen table. My brother's texting them, get in the basement, get in the basement. You know, guys, this one's for real. Like, this isn't a joke. Turn on CNN. This is, although I gotta say, for my Midwest people, we've looked very good on television. Because sometimes we can show up with a critter or two. And we have to claim them. We have to. I mean, you got this is such a tragedy. You just hope that your people don't. Like when they said, okay, here's the Joplin city manager, I was like, ooh, this could be dicey. But he's very well spoken.
Yes.
Very articulate. And it's horrible. I'm actually doing some sort of telethon Skype thing later today that's going to Columbia, Missouri. And, I mean, yeah, it's because those people didn't have much to start with.
Right.
Like, if God really wants to make a point, hit West Hollywood.
Yes.
We all have insurance. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll just make a new, more fabulous little bungalow.
Yeah.
But Joplin, they don't have much, you know, they're just normal
And then
Americans.
You've got, you know, right-wing weeds like Eric Cantor going, well, we're going to have you know, other cuts if we're going to help these people.
Well, we might help you, but only if you get the cuts that we want.
And I mean, the insurance company's got to step up. But the thing we're doing tonight, it all goes directly to the people right now.
Right.
Because all the insurance companies and even the United Way, the Red Cross, all good, but sometimes that stuff takes time.
Yeah.
And the actual program to get the money to the actual people. And
Might we find out what you're doing at KathleenMadigan.com?
We might. I got to get the info from the guy in Columbia on the Skype, and I have to learn Skype by
by tonight.
By soon. Maybe by the time I leave here. He's like, do you have Skype? I was like, yeah. No.
Why?
My sister-in-law put it on my computer, but every time it comes up, I'm like, Amy, and I just erase it. I don't want to talk to you in Australia. I don't want to talk to the kids in Australia. I ain't Kathleen. No, edit, boob, go away. I'll send
you
a postcard.
Chris put it on my computer, and I don't know how to use it either.
No, and it comes up, though, every time I turn my computer on to annoy me, to remind me that someone put something on my computer. I don't know how. If I didn't know how to
use
Skype.
Oh, you and I are kindred souls.
Yeah, I don't know how to do any of that. The computer does what it wants. It's like it has free will.
I just love the visual of you operating your cell phone, talking to your parents, and they can hear you, and yet not the tornado siren.
What?
Kathleen, what?
Like, turn up your hearing aid during bad weather. Get your batteries replaced. It's tornado season. And my mom can kind of hear. He can't, but she can.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, but I also think a lot of people in the Midwest don't take that stuff seriously.
Right.
Because it happens so much. I mean, every tornado drill I did in grade school, which the drill at a Catholic school was stand by the wall underneath your desk, which was about a quarter of an inch of plywood.
Right.
And I'm like, I feel totally safe, Sister Mary Catherine. Nothing has taken me down. Really?
Except maybe this desk. That's what I get to, like, it just doesn't logically make sense. Yeah. Like, isn't the desk going to fall on me?
Or suck
give
us
me
both
a serious
away.
Head injury?
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't really work.
A tornado
out.
Would be like a wing it would carry you up into the.
But it's weird because LA people are like, a tornado would scare me more than an earthquake. I feel the exact opposite.
Yeah.
A tornado, there is a warning if you have your hearing aid.
And you can hide from a tornado to some extent in the basement.
Kind of.
There's no hiding from an earthquake.
Yeah. In my brother's house in the Midwest, they actually require it now. He has this tornado shelter. It's like made of, what's the stuff, the military
Kevlar.
Mm-hmm. But his, you want to go to Patrick's tornado shelter. He's got beer. He's got board games. Like, he is totally prepared.
He's living there.
He's like, I could live down here for a week. It is.
Yeah. I can't believe the
weather radio. His tornado
foosball.
Shelter is the bomb.
Foosball? I'm going to your shelter.
It borders on a nightclub.
I just love that we're comparing earthquakes to tornadoes. We have, like, natural disaster envy.
Yes. Yes. Okay. The tornado shelter, though. I was very proud. It's
all
a brand
right.
new house.
20 minutes after the hour. Oh, look out. Skype just popped up on your computer. All right. There we go. It's gone now. Don't worry. 20 minutes after the hour, right back with comedian Kathleen Madigan on The Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now. 1-800-STEP-12.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 25 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Kathleen Madigan, comedian extraordinaire. By the way, Chris LeBoy highly recommends Gone Madigan, her DVD.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
She's high.
It's on Netflix.
There
you go. I don't know how to work that either.
Kathleen Madigan.
I've been told.
Does not know how to work anything. Colleen in Oregon, who knows how to work a phone at least. Hello, Colleen.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Yes, I'm probably one of the last people in the world that doesn't have a computer.
What? I thought that was only my 88-year-old Republican mom.
Well, I'm close, you know, and I laugh about that, too, because I'm the 68-year-old grandmother that actually has a grandson in California that thinks George Bush was the greatest thing that happened.
But oh, I can hook him up with. My mom had a computer. If my mom had a computer, she could friend him because my mom wrote George Bush a letter about how he was the best president ever in the history of the world.
Well, he was just here visiting, and he left with a pile of books and a lot of lectures for me. But anyway, I was so upset last night with Ed Schultz. I mean, first of all, I was upset, like, what is he apologizing for? I had missed that show, which I usually listen all through the day in my studio to all of you guys. I love you. You know, Tom Hartman's my guru.
Yeah.
But Ed Schultz is, you know, he's a little more gruff, but I think that scares him to death because he reaches.
Oh, yeah, he's
that,
a scrapper.
You know,
that's who he is, you know. But
yeah, he reaches the good old boy mentality, you know, which we need. So,
but Kathleen, anyway, don't you think that's the you know, the double standards? Like, guys can't call women that. White people can't call black people that. You know,
well, if I could tell you all the guys I call whores, it's endless.
Yeah, exactly.
For real.
Well, but, you know, you've been saying this morning, too, there's so much from the other side. I mean, to our president, to... You know, it is a very big double standard, and I'm just really upset this morning, and I'm really nervous, but I'm trying.
Oh, don't be nervous. Oh, by the way, I can top you. My mother has also never owned a dryer as long as she lived. She does not want a dryer. Don't ask me why. She hangs clothes still, and she's 88.
Maybe she's afraid of it.
I guess. Exactly.
Does she have a newfangled cat? Some people are afraid the cat will get in and die.
Oh, she does not have a cat. She has a, funny you should ask, Kathleen, she has a lovebird. Named Loverboy that masturbates to Fox News. I'm not kidding.
Wow, what is a lovebird exactly? Is it?
Well,
it's a self-lovebird.
It's a self-lovebird.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Yeah, he has a little. I don't know what it's like. A colorful chain, and he starts bumping up into it when my mom has Fox on 24/7.
Oh, good.
And then he kind of flutters his wings down, and then he just lays on the chain, kind of exhausted, just kind of.
He was born that way.
Yeah. There's something, I don't know, it's just that sound effect gives him a little bird chubby.
Does he have a favorite on Fox?
Glenn Beck. My mom's favorite as well. Zoinks. All right. So the big news politically, you probably heard, woohoo, New York 26.
Yeah.
Kathy Hochul.
I'm going to go make sure that the priorities of the people in this district, a normally conservative Republican district, are heard loud and clear in Washington. I suspect the Republicans will be paying attention.
And I love this headline, Kathleen, GOP defiant and defensive after loss. I would stick with that.
I'm not defensive. You're the one who's defensive. Shut up.
Yes.
Defiant. What are you, 11? Seriously, I am defiant. Defiant is just such a thing that I would look at a child and go, stop being defiant, get in the car.
You are.
You signed up for the soccer team you're playing, and you're going to practice.
Eddie,
don't be defiant.
Your plan is not popular.
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie?
No.
I won't go! I won't!
Behind the scenes, they're warning the rank and file to be prepared to aggressively justify their support for the Budget Monsters plan. Yes! Go! Pedal to the metal! Support that destroying Medicare thing! It's popular! Be defiant!
That's what makes him happy.
Yeah, exactly. 29.
Defiance.
29 minutes after the hour. Right back with more with Kathleen Madigan on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It's an American classic.
So is the McRib sandwich. I don't care for that either.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. In studio with comedian Kathleen Madigan. Yeah, we're watching the TV about whether Sarah Palin's going to run or not.
I hope so. Yeah. I would give all of the money I would make, say, next weekend at an Indian casino if her and Michelle Bachmann would both promise to run.
Yeah.
Because they're not, I mean, neither.
It's like a bimbo off.
Yeah, well, it's just the quotes every day. I would wake up and be so happy as a comedian.
Yes.
I wouldn't have to do anything for like a whole year.
Well, I was saying.
And then to watch the slapdown of Newt in a debate. Oh, my God. He would look at her with such disdain. I don't even think he would respond to her. If I was him, I wouldn't. Because I don't agree with Newt, but I do think he's a little bit bright.
Yeah.
And I mean, to have to stand there with Sarah, I'll never get beyond the magazine. What magazines do you read? That's a trick question.
Yes.
I'm done with you. I mean, I could name 55,000, and I'm proud of them all.
Yes.
The Inquirer, I'm in.
I'm in.
Tell me something in there that's not true. Vanity Fair, I'm in.
Yeah.
Time and Newsweek, because I'm secretly a 75-year-old man. I'm totally reading Time and Newsweek. Yes, I mean, come on. I think she is going to write. She's buying property here, though, and we were saying I think her ego is too big to not.
Well, you were saying that's how the headline is Palin signals ambition and reluctance, and I said she's like you. She doesn't really want to work that hard.
Right.
But you were saying you just don't have the ego or narcissist.
I don't have enough
narcissistic
tendencies to care about anything, including myself. But if she only responds on Facebook like she's an alien god. I can only communicate with you through this venue. Like, yes. I will not speak where people can ask me real things. But if you sit there and read your own Facebook all day,
right?
I mean, reading my Facebook, if I decided, wow, all this is really true and there's this many people, I would like rent out the Staples Center for my next show.
Yeah.
And
then
go, wait a minute.
Oh, I didn't even know I had a Facebook page. That's how disinterested I am in myself.
Either. I know. But I know they're there. But I think if Sarah, all she does is read her Facebook page all day, you're great. Go, you should be president. You're going to get encouraged by that. And then, boom, go ahead, spend the money. Hope it works. Hope you and Todd got some retirement funds somewhere.
Yeah. She has also authorized a feature-length film about her rise. Added staff recently says she has that fire in the belly there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, betcha.
Well, daggone it. You betcha. I'm ready. Who talks like that? You're 46. What's wrong? I don't understand the fake cussing. I know. Well, golly gee, donut holes, whiz bang. I'm angry, America. I'm like, you know what? Just cuss or don't. Just be Biden words. F, F, F. Oh, F. Did I say F? I'm so sorry. Yeah. Or don't cuss. But that middle ground I find very creepy. And then I think maybe it's biblical shout outs and I don't know the Bible because I'm Catholic and I'm missing out.
Dog whistles.
Is it dog whistles to them?
Oh, you know what? The closest she comes is the president's campaign thing. Win the future, and she's like, that sure is WTF. That's what counts as a quip for her.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, WTF for sure.
It's hilarious.
And then apparently a lot of the old people at her rallies are like, I don't know what that means.
What are you talking about?
What does that mean? What does, is that a joke?
Turn my hearing aid up. I don't know what she's saying.
Did she go through with buying the property here in Arizona? Sarah, did she buy
it? This is what they're saying. There are reports that she bought a home in Arizona not far from her daughter's, which aides have suggested could be a campaign headquarters if she goes forward. Or there's another reality show. Who knows? It could be anything with the Palins.
There's a lot of people in that family that have a lot of different ideas of how this family should go. A lot of people are voting reality trash. A lot of people are voting serious politics. And then some just dancing with the stars.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
She said, I want to make sure we have a candidate out there with Tea Party principles, which... we just did in New York 26, which I think that's good. Some lunatic right-wing fringe candidate. I agree.
In a Ben Franklin outfit.
Exactly.
That's the part that always throws me over the edge with the Tea Party, too. Like, I always wanted a third party in this country, but I didn't think they'd be dressed up like people from the 1700s.
Yeah.
What's up with the costume? Like, stop it. You really look freakish. I can't take you seriously. I would go to a Tea Party thing if they would have named it, like, the Clam Chowder Party.
And now they
all in.
And now they always get mad at us for calling them teabaggers, and we're like, you wore hats with tea bags hanging in your face and called yourself tea baggers.
You threw the softball. We just hit it.
Sorry.
Slow pitch, too. Wasn't even fast. We could see it coming a million miles away. Standing there with a bat, drank a beer by the time it got to home plate. You kind of did that to yourself.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. So CNN has just released its latest poll. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Oh, in New Hampshire, voters ahead of the first-in-the-nation presidential primary. Mitt Romney, far and away the favorite with 32%.
Woof, woof.
No opinion was second. Just, is that it? Is that all we got? All right, well...
If I was the Republicans, I would pick him. They just are such grudge holders. Oh, so he gave away a bunch of free insurance in Massachusetts. Get over it. He's their best chance, and they're still mad at him for hooking up with Ted Kennedy 500 years ago.
Oh, my God. But here's the latest insurance. One for Flipper. This is really the biggest... I just want these guys to think there is, they don't understand audio or videotape or anything that they've said previously can actually be, you know,
saved.
Yes. After calling the auto rescue tragic, Mitt Romney now claims he had the idea first.
Wow.
I meant tragic in a good way.
Wow. Well, maybe if you just keep going back and forth enough, though, there's
right.
so many that contradict one another.
Yeah.
If I just sat here every day and went, yeah, I totally did that, and then tomorrow I'll go, Stephanie, no idea. I don't know what you're talking about. You can even it out with
we'll
just crazy.
We'll just say you were drunk on Guinness.
Right.
Like, what? Kathleen, we have some tape from the last time you were here. No, you
I
don't.
Was drinking those 84 times. Today, I'm not. Today, I'm not. And I mean what I say today.
Yes, the Obama administration's decision to rescue GM, Ford, and Chrysler in 2008 spurred hyperbolic criticism from Republicans who viewed it as the road to socialism. That was one. A war on capitalism. Now, of course, GM is set to add 2,500 jobs in Detroit. Chrysler recently paid back $7.5 billion in government loans. The GOP now has been not been advertising its previous statements on that. Except
they haven't
for, of
claimed
course,
credit for it yet.
Yes, except no. Mitt Romney, who said he had slammed Obama's decision as tragic and a very sad circumstance for this country. Now they're actually saying the president's plan is modeled after one Mitt Romney. Look, which is it? The president's health care plan is modeled exactly on his plan, and he says, no, it's not. No, it's not. It's different. My plan, I said it, and then I did this with my hands, not that.
Yeah. I typed mine in purple font.
Yeah.
And this is clearly not.
In 2008, Romney flatly said, if GM and Chrysler get the bailout, you can kiss the American automotive industry goodbye.
I meant to say, kiss it hello.
It won't go overnight, but its demise will be virtually guaranteed. The title of his op-ed was, Let Detroit Go Bankrupt.
Nice.
Great.
Which seems pretty...
I was just there, and they just opened a Chrysler. I was literally there like 2-3 weekends ago, and they just opened a new Chrysler plant for 2,000 jobs coming in. So if any of these people would actually go to these places, they would see that the stimulus
it's tragically wonderful. That's what
actually,
I meant.
Yes,
woof, woof.
As the proud owner of a Mercury Mariner, I'm just saying. Yeah. I buy American. Because my dad always used to make us do this. And then, like, remember when everybody, like, in the 80s and 90s was buying Hondas and Toyotas? My dad's like, we are not doing that, blah, blah, blah. And I go, you realize we're the last family playing. We're the last family. We're going to save America. And America was saved by the Madigans.
Do you love me? Why'd you buy me a Pinto? May in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hello, May.
Good morning, lovely ladies.
Hello.
Good morning.
I have a comment about Ed Schultz's dilemma, which I think is very unfair. Years ago, when Laura Ingraham first came on the radio, at least, you know, that's when I had terrestrial radio, she was on and she was ranting and going on about something I did not agree with. And I called up and I was put on. And we got into a little conversation, and in fact, I don't even remember what it was about. But I called her on the radio a lying bitch.
Oh,
and
nice.
I certainly hope you suspended yourself from something.
Yeah, and regarding Mitt Romney, he looks just exactly like his father, George Romney. He used to be our governor back, I think, in the 60s, and he was a very wishy-washy governor. And I'm wondering to myself, and so are my friends, would Mitt be the same way, wishy-washy? And
yes, he comes from a long...
I think, just one term.
He comes from a long line of flip-floppers, then. He comes by it honestly, is what you're saying.
I guess.
Yes, all right. I get it.
What's weird to me is, though, when you have as much money as Mitt Romney has, why not just say what you believe?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know what that
is. Like, if it's kind of tenuous and you really don't know if you're going to win and you think, well, I really need the money or the fame or whatever, I could see just going along with whatever that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, totally, and then run into some other, you know, benefit that night. Oh, I disagree. But he has so much money, I don't understand.
I shudder to think what you'd be like with that much money.
He wouldn't. Did you see the movie Arthur? that would be me in a park, in a limousine. Stop it, man. I feel like playing Frisbee.
Robert in Washington, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how's it going,
Steph?
Hey, first-time caller.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I want to hit on just two small things real quick, you know, in regards to double standards. Basically, okay, I agree in regards to the word, you know, slut. Okay, that shouldn't be said, but yet and still, the owner from Comcast, well, Brian Roberts or whatever his name is, there seems to be a systematic way that I believe that any, like, powerful liberal voice, it's just going to be, you know, phased out eventually, and they'll have some sort of excuse for it all. Secondly, real quick.
Well, that, I mean, Ed reportedly suspended himself. MSNBC didn't.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, hey, and another thing, I know I didn't hear you say this, Steph, in regards to the double standards of men calling women, you know, sluts.
Right.
And then you said in regards to, you know, whites not being able to call African-Americans the N-word. Did I hear you say that?
Yes.
Because that is the most, I mean, for 375 years, you know, that was given to us, Steph. So that's a rather sensitive issue. Love you, but that was a sensitive spot. So, hey.
I'm confused. Are we arguing about?
No. It's just that, you know, in regards to, you know, whites not being able to call African Americans the N-word.
Yes, you know, I don't think white people should, is what I was saying.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Hey,
yes.
Love the show.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Was he thinking that I was saying that white people should call black on the
or
no.
Maybe
are you rallying for that right here on liberal radio?
No. What? Huh? Okay. That was a weird argument. All right. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back with more with Kathleen Madigan on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, type in the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use the promo code Stephanie. Kathleen Madigan and I are just, we're bemused by what ends up on the TV. For instance, we were just watching Stephen Baldwin interviewed on CNN for directing a Christian music video, something.
Whatever.
How is this news exactly?
It's like they're... They just said we don't have anything to say this hour. Is anybody in the hallway?
We've given up.
And they're like, Stephen Baldwin's here with donuts again trying to get on. Just let him on.
We'll have to leave it there.
We'd like to leave it there, but we have time to fill. So how about this?
24 hours of news. Mm. And you know what? There is 24 hours of news. If you go to Europe and watch Sky News, it's like going to college. My head hurts by the time I've watched 10 minutes. I'm like, what's going on in Indonesia? Where's that? Why should I know this? Stop talking about this. As if there's a soccer clip of someone doing a bicycle kick. Sky News is hard, but it's actual news. There is 24 hours worth of news if CNN cared to present it, but they know Americans won't listen to it, so they want to put on...
No, Sky News makes you sweat because you're like, is this going to be on the test? Do I have to know
it's
all of this?
It's very difficult. No one's pretty. Ugh. Everybody's unattractive. You know it's serious. People are like smoking, and another thing that's going on here in northern London that should be paid high attention to. You're like, whoa! Oh, God, why are his teeth so bad? Why is he a news anchor in America? Everybody's pretty.
Everybody's pretty.
A news reader. In England, you're a news reader.
For instance, to fill time on the Fox News, they had on, what's his name, Brownie. Remember Heck of a Job, Brownie?
Oh, God.
Michael Brown? To criticize President Obama for toasting the Queen during the tornadoes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The worst. And he now, actually, here's the other punchline. He is now a crisis management expert because he did so well in Katrina. So that's why he was on Fox News' Neil Cavuto. He blasted Obama for playing ping pong while people died and being more concerned with toasting the Queen than taking care of...
Numbskull.
You know, there's so many disasters now with the weather being so weird. And I love how when people deny, like, I don't know why there's global warming, but I know there's armadillos in Missouri now. Now, I mean, I only saw those as a child on television in Texas. To me, they were mythical. You might as well show me a unicorn.
Yeah.
I'd never seen one. There's something wrong with the weather. And with all these disasters, I mean, yes, Bush should have been down in New Orleans before. Maybe Obama should be right immediately the tornado people. I think we need a new job of disaster guy. For real. Seriously.
Disaster guy.
That person for every hurricane, for every tornado. Because the tornadoes, where was he supposed to be? Should he have been in Mississippi and then driven up to Joplin?
Actually, the people of Missouri and the local officials have praised the Obama White House for their response. So that's why
it's
like
very quick.
Yeah. I think the right wing keeps trying to make everything Obama's Katrina. And it just
isn't.
It's
not really working. Yeah.
He should have known the tornadoes were hit when he was in Ireland.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, they criticize whenever the president is doing anything else
than being in the middle of the tornado.
Yes.
Right.
Which is why they belatedly sent George Bush in to roll up his shirt sleeves, because that's the,
it's the international sign.
I'm doing hard work. It's hard work, but I'm working hard. Here I am.
Because I rolled up my sleeves.
Hard. All right, Noel in L.A.
On my Brooks Brothers shirt.
Noel, hey, you're Steph. On with Kathleen Madigan. Hey, Noel.
Hey, Steph. Hey, Moose. Good morning. I was watching this thing with Ed Schultz last night, and I was with him for the first minute. But after that, that apology, it segued right into becoming a strategy. And I think the strategy that he had was he was going to teach Republicans a lesson about taking the high road and about decency.
Yeah,
but you know what?
Take.
I don't accept that, because we don't associate decency with Republicans. I never heard of anybody saying something like decent Rush Limbaugh.
Right. No, I was saying, are you kidding? I get called 16 worse names every day on right-wing radio. No one's ever apologized to me.
Stephanie, I've never heard decency and Rush Limbaugh used together. Together, that is an oxycontin moron.
No! I see what you did there, Kathleen. That's a joke there. See?
I got it. I don't know why we're out working. Bring that guy. If you get tired on one of your shows, bring that guy. Let him close it out.
David in Minneapolis. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mama. I think we should have some hope if it can spin it this way for Mitt Romney. Maybe his flip-floppiness means he can change his mind, because the reason I say that is because here in Minnesota, we're giving you Tim Pawlenty, and I apologize for that now. This guy is a Republican sock puppet. I mean, he just mouths whatever words he is told to mouth. He does whatever he's supposed to do. I have a horrendous Pawlenty story that I actually met him. I was at a bus station.
Pawlenty?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is several years ago when he was running for governor. I should preface that. Yeah, he wouldn't be seen in the bus station. I was staying there with an armload of stuff to take to work with me, and he runs up to me and says, "I'm running for governor. I'm Tim Pawlenty." And he knocks all the stuff out of my hands. Yeah. It goes falling over the ground. And then he looks at me and runs away like a rodent that just got spotted. He didn't even say a word to me. I'm sorry about that or nothing. He just ran off. And I went, yeah, you got my vote, Buster.
Thanks a lot,
creep.
Sock puppet. Wow, that is weird.
Stuff fell down like that bridge in the
street. Oh, yeah, exactly. Julie in Branson, Missouri, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Jules.
Hey. I was just curious as to why Clinton was kind of palling up to Ryan in the background on Rachel Maddow. I saw a little clip of Clinton saying, "Well, we'll have to work together," and all this stuff. Have you seen it?
On CNN.
Yeah,
a while ago.
I don't know what. I don't even get what that was about. Just him talking to Paul Ryan.
Yeah, he was talking to Paul Ryan, saying, "Well, Paul Ryan." He was like, "Well, it doesn't look like you're going to stand a chance." And Paul Ryan was like, "Well, I'm paralyzed. I'm paralyzed as far as the Medicare." And Clinton was like, "Well, maybe you call me later, and maybe we can get together and talk about it." But you really need to watch it, because it really looks.
Oh wow!
Like,
yeah, like triangulating, which we've never seen from Clinton. Jim, you were saying there was a headline about should Democrats take a look at Paul Ryan's Medicare plan? No!
Pete says no.
No! They just lost a historic election. No! That's not the lesson you take from that.
I don't think it would be weird for Clinton at all, though, to always go, "Yeah, give me a call about
sure,
that.
I'll get a call.
Yeah, we're going to work on that." I mean, I don't believe anything he says. I love him. He's charming. I mean, but I don't think, I wouldn't take that for real.
Right. Yeah.
He's backstage. He's uncomfortable. The guy's like, "My plan, my life. Well, give me a call.
Yeah, all right.
Here's
my
number." Totally. There's one digit
good.
Wrong just to drive him crazy. He's doing the old high school girl trick.
Five,
here's my number.
456-789.
It's a landline.
Are you writing this down? 8675 for you.
The last digit, you got to guess. Let me see if you'll try 9 times.
All right. Kathleen Madigan. The website is KathleenMadigan.com. The DVD, which is hilarious, is Gone Madigan. It's a little play on.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
hilarious.
It.
Hilarious.
Oh, God. It's like Hal Sparks Charmageddon. It's just like, can I get a little bit? Hilarious.
I like it.
We love you, and we hope you come back again real soon. When's your next live date?
Oh, Bob. See, I don't even
know. KathleenMadigan.com.
Oh, Bonnaroo. I'm going to Bonnaroo.
All right.
Yeah. Awesome. Salt Lake. I've never done Salt Lake City. I'm going to Salt Lake.
Good luck. All right.
All over the place.
All right. Kathleen Madigan, everybody. Right back with Carlos Alzraki on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. StephanieMiller.com, the website. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal Show website for upcoming shows. Sexy Liberals, Raleigh, Durham, Saturday, June 4th. Time to get you sexy on Minneapolis, Saturday, June 18th. Chicago, Saturday, June 25th. Boston, Saturday, July 16th. And Seattle, Saturday, October 1st. And by the by, I understand we're going to have maybe up to 3 major city announcements tomorrow. Speaking of sexy liberals, hey, everybody, it's Carlos Alzraki.
Hey, I'm in the bullpen for that show. You know, if somebody gets drunk or gets in an accident, something happens.
What do you mean drunk?
One of the comedians on the show.
I'm drunk every night. What do you mean?
I'm drunk with Red Bull, the positive drink.
Carlos Alzraki's a new daddy, everybody.
That's right. Yeah. My little milk whore daughter, sucking mama, that slut.
Now you're going to have to suspend yourself for calling your own daughter.
My daughter's a milk harlot. You know, Ed Schultz should have just used an old word. She's a Jezebel, a floozy, a hussy. I think liberals need to go to Bill Maher, get some ball school, and stop apologizing.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's much ado about nothing. If you want to hurt somebody on the conservative side, just say, you know what? You don't matter. Just tell Sarah Palin and Laura Schlesinger, you don't matter. What do you mean I don't matter? You really don't matter. It's just entertainment.
You don't even matter enough to me for me to call you a slut. How about that?
But good for Ed. He's got compassion. He's not going to go on.
No, he's a decent guy. And it shows the difference between the two sides, I have to say. Because as I've mentioned, I get called way worse, by, as you know.
By us.
Oh,
yes.
I used to.
Well, way worse, let me just say. Mr. Yeah. C-word.
See you next Thursday.
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did go there.
But I got a daughter, and I get every once in a while, Mama can't always be available to feed.
Sure.
So I
got
to use the upside-down pinky thing, and, man, if Dyson made a pencil sharpener, that would be the feeling that you... Let go. Let go. Bone, flesh coming off.
It's Riley, right?
Riley Jude, because my wife is full-blooded Italian, and my folks are from Argentina, so let's pick an Irish name.
Meets in the middle somewhere.
It means, speaking of Ireland, you know there had to be at least one nervous bartender in Ireland, you know. They're not racist people, but let's face it, the first time a black guy's coming into a pub, and I can see Obama going, you know, I'll have a Guinness and Bass. Okay, that's one
Black and Decker.
Bass and Tan coming up there, Mr. President. Republicans up in arm about him being in Ireland, right?
Yes.
Like, wow, what's the big deal? Meanwhile,
should have known when
Netanyahu
the tornado
gets a big birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese Congress. He's got a Palestinian pinata. Woo, we love you. You know what? I think the Republican Congress is anti-Gaelictic. They don't like the Irish.
That's right.
They were so mad.
Now, you were saying your new daughter looks like the baby on the Huggies box.
I think so.
And we were saying, we're in Hollywood. Why isn't she working yet? How long has she been here?
Oh,
Why does she not have a commercial? She's not in a box of anything?
She's got a Twitter account. We have a photo shoot. she is going to be on American Idol because the Scotty won, and he's 16. So why not go for a one-year-old next year?
Yeah.
Good old Scotty, man. American white all. Whoa, we like it white and Christian. I'll tell you what.
Baby, lock them doors.
Here's the next song, Baby, Lock Them Doors. Here's my third song, Baby, Lock Them Doors. Judges are ballers. They're so. I miss Simon, you know, because when people tell you, be like, look, If we were doing the competition 1AD and you sang that song, I would have to say that Jesus did not die. He ran behind that giant rock for 3 days to get away from your horrible singing. Absolutely. If Satan himself were to release his bowels into a bowl and I were given a choice whether or not to eat the contents of Satan's bowel-busting bowlful or listen to one more note of your singing, I'd put my grandmother on the speakerphone, dig in sand silverware. You're absolutely horrible.
You are horrible. Oh, looky here. It's a Simon Cowell story.
Yay, Simon!
Simon Cowell wants President Obama's Cadillac. The bomb-proof car is known as the Beast. It's been used by the president during his current visit to the UK. It has caused Simon Cowell to order one for himself. Because he needs a bulletproof presidential-type Cadillac.
My hair must not be damaged while I'm traveling. It must be thick plexiglass. Maybe Arnold will be on Idol next year. He's probably drunk and despondent after the breakup and the mess up of his marriage. He's out there singing karaoke. Baby, come back. You can blame it all on me. I was wrong. And I can't live without you. Why, Mama?
Wow. All right, speaking of...
Sorry, I had Red Bull. I'm going off.
Now, do you have any secret children that you know of, or just the one?
I have one in a circus somewhere. Monkey boy. That's a dolphin. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, the bearded lady was a, that's a 3 a.m. thing after the comedy club's
I
been
do
closed
not have,
for a while. And,
exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Chris, for Entrance of the Gladiators is the name of that song.
Yes.
Wow.
From the clown car.
A great Scott Harriet bit. Entrance of the Gladiators. Please welcome Spartacus. Scott Harriet.
All right. I'm, of course, alluding to Arnold Schwarzenegger. So Maria reportedly has told friends she will file papers to end their union after deciding she cannot forgive him.
Something his culture is used to, filing the papers.
My father used to do that when he was in the SS.
That's right.
Reportedly, although she didn't suspect for 1 second that the 63-year-old star had fathered a child with Patty, she reportedly had her suspicions about other household workers.
I was going for the skinny one. See, this is my misdirection. She'll be thinking this one is hot. I go for the other one. I go this way.
That's what she's most mad about, that she didn't guess right.
I went the other way. There's other kinds of things.
She lost the poll.
Expect.
I had Rita.
I zigged when she thought I was going to zag.
I zigged with my zigzagger. Zigzagger, zigzagger. Hoi, hoi, hoi.
Come down to Muscle Beach and watch me work out.
All right, in honor of your wife breastfeeding, I've gathered all boob stories for you.
Yay. Uh-huh.
Let's see. A Chicago lawyer says his opponent in a small claims case is using an unfair tactic by sitting a buxom woman next to him at the counsel's table. He said the woman's sole purpose is to draw attention of the jury away from the relevant proceedings, a dispute over a used car. attorney.
Nice airbags.
Attorney said the woman is his paralegal assistant.
See her take a rollover test.
Contends. All right. And says that there's no good faith legal argument why she can't sit at the counsel tables. The other attorney said he isn't objecting to the woman because she's buxom, but because he doesn't think she's a paralegal. He said, personally, I like large breasts.
She's got a paralegal's right there. Hey, folks, come on now.
Matt, you can't help yourselves. You remember my previous producer when you were my first voice guy.
Oh, Faith.
Yes. Yeah. That
blah,
was
blah,
hard
blah,
to...
Blah, 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 blah.
You guys, you have all the subtlety of Roger Rabbit. You'd be like, oh, what a blur.
I know, like suckling little baby lambs. Ma, ma. No, get away.
Ooga.
Ma. Ma. Hubba, hubba.
We did the other day that Katy Perry actually has it in a rider that her limo drivers can't look at her. Oh. They're ginormous.
Oh, yeah?
Which is tough because they can be seen from space.
That's
really?
Right. Yeah. My wife's big breastises are not to be looked upon by limo drivers.
All right, here's my last big boob story. Queen Latifah bonds with Dolly Parton over breasts. Parton was her role model when she was growing up in Jersey. She said she had really huge breasts, and I did too. I felt like, okay, I can relate to that.
Like, that's not that big of a problem. Like, I'm not pulling out the small violins for that one.
Yeah. The Bionic Woman was my role model because she had concave breasts like I do, but also I wanted to have that bionic ear thing.
Oh, maybe you can lie with her on a sleep number and talk about it.
Actually, you do have a bionic ear. That's what you hear. That's why you crank her headphones.
Yeah, because I'm going deaf. Yeah. I've gone the other way.
Good for you.
We always wondered, and maybe really you finally know the answer. The question is why, if she that ear was bionic, she had to move her hair before it operated correctly.
Because the hair was bionic, too.
Oh.
Yeah. It was fiber optic hair that got in the way. And why didn't she just cut it short?
She didn't have to do that.
She could have done what Dorothy Hamill do. But that shang was also Stephen Austin Powers' jumping sound. So which is it? Is it a hearing sound or is it a jumping sound? I'm confused.
I don't know. There was
a jeering sound.
Yeah.
Or a humping sound. Take your pick. It's all multi-purpose.
You're drunk on caffeine. Look at you, Jimmy.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go
and
ahead.
From the don't you hate when this happens, Stack? Just because, you know, it's a bad economy, a lot of people having a bad, you know, life.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. At least this didn't happen to you. A New Zealand truck driver said he blew up like a balloon when he fell onto the fitting of a compressed air hose that pierced his buttock and forced air into his body at 100 pounds per square inch.
Wow.
He became an actual Macy's Day Parade.
Well, yeah, I actually filled in. Accidentally went up there. That's pretty rare.
Stephen McCormick was standing on the truck's footplate when he slipped and fell onto the brass fitting, which pierced his left buttock and started pumping air into his body.
Well, that's more creative than a potato.
I want him, Mommy. I want him for my birthday party. He's a balloon.
Get away from me.
He's okay now.
Talk about Flight of the Conchords. Good night, folks. Thank you, Red Bull. Kathy Hochul. How can a Republican not be a girl that sounds like a plan B for a prom date? Are you going to the prom? No one wants to go with me. What about that Kathy Hochul? She's ugly and plain. I don't want her. Someday she's going to win an election. Go on, Ma. Leave me alone.
Steve Israel, the DCC chairman on the Kathy Hochul race, by the by.
This is a huge shot in the arm. We needed 25 seats to take the House back. We now need 24, and I'm optimistic that our plan is working.
That was a big shock. I'm from there. That's been red since the, I don't know, I think 1800s.
Really?
It's been a Republican
seat. Red, right?
Yeah, red.
Well, of course, back then the Republicans were the progressives, but
yeah.
Minor detail.
Exactly. That's before they were crazy.
Before Fox.
Exactly. All right, 17 minutes after the hour, back with more with our good friend, comedian Carlos Alzraki.
Yay!
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Carlos Alzraki, comedian extraordinaire, in all hour with us. Pete in North Carolina has just discovered the show and is puzzled, which is the normal reaction. Hi, Pete. It's normal. Don't panic.
Nice talking to you.
What's that?
Nice talking to you. I was just a little bit disappointed. I called or I tuned in just to get some better perspectives.
Uh-huh.
On some of the positions that the left has taken, but I hear very little of that. I hear more of a comedy routine.
Yes.
And I hear more of attacks of people than I do on positions.
Really? Which people have we attacked?
Just about everybody that's come up today.
Really?
Palin and Gingrich, but it's nothing to do with their positions. It's to do with their...
Yes, it is. It has everything to do with their positions.
Well, it has to do with their mannerisms, their families, and what I was actually trying to do is get a better perspective on, you know, what's happening out there.
My perspective is Sarah Palin is not bright enough to be president, and my perspective is Newt Gingrich is, what's even the word to use for Newt Gingrich?
My perspective is as soon as Sarah Palin ages and gets ugly, she's done.
Yeah.
The fact that she's pretty and good-looking is really arousing. As Dana Gould said, the people who pretend not to want to masturbate finally have something to masturbate to. So she's good-looking, and that's the bottom line.
That's exactly my point. I hear absolutely nothing on positions, which is why
I disagree with her on
we
every
heard
position.
Nothing from her. What do you read, Sarah? What do you read? We gave her so much opportunity.
Gotcha question.
To come up with her own position. And the fact is, she has none. She's just good looking and she's good at publicity.
Do you think she's qualified to be president?
Absolutely.
You do?
Oh, wow.
Based on what?
Based on what?
Wasilla and one term at governor? And she quit.
Quitting halfway through?
She quit. She quit her governorship to turn into a media, quote unquote, the words we've used before. How do you vote for a quitter?
If Barack Obama is qualified, then anybody in the world is qualified.
How do you vote for a quitter? Oh, you didn't answer my question. Okay. How do you vote for a quitter? She quit.
My reason for calling is to attempt.
Okay, change the question.
You won't answer a question.
Right. And I would talk to you longer if you had a better phone, but all right.
Well, then if Obama is qualified, have you noticed he's black?
Yes, I have noticed that.
He's one of those Republicans who feels the need to over-enunciate.
Like there must be
I'm trying to find another perspective here, but yet I'm hearing nothing but...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This isn't for perspective. It's for fart jokes.
Yeah, listen to it.
And here's another one. All right. Yeah, exactly. Leland writes, Steph, tomorrow I'm having outpatient surgery to remove a polyp discovered during colonoscopy. But since this particular growth is where the surf meets the turf, so to speak, I'm afraid it will change the tone of my butt music. So I was wondering if I could talk you into playing a few extra fart sounds in my honor, considering this could be very traumatic if my farts start sounding like Laura Ingraham. Love you, Leland. This is in honor of you, Leland, fine American that you are. Good luck with your surgery tomorrow. All right. What do they mean we don't have interesting perspectives
that
on the news?
Definitely perspective. Gastrointestinal perspective.
We do have a perspective that the Paul Ryan plan is awful. The voucher thing is, it's going to turn every old person into Cat Lady, your famous character from the Stephanie Miller Show.
A hitbox car, hair shoe box.
Oh, we have it.
Highlights.
Oh, no, we have it.
Here, kitties. Here, Twilight. Here, boxcar. Teddy, where's mommy's little shoe face? Come, popcorn. That's right. Frisky time. Frisky. Help mommy.
Based on an actual
Here's my voucher for...
Yeah. My voucher for an aspirin.
That is turned out to be the Democratic version or the liberal version of gun control. You know, hands, you don't take my Medicare and my cold, dead hands. Oh, I'm cold.
Uh-oh. Harry Reid on the New York 26 race was clearly about that.
Why? Because the number 1, 2, and 3 issue in that congressional district, as is all over the country, is destroying Medicare as we know it.
Paul Ryan, Jim, did you see him? He was really in a little Eddie Munster huff. You're trying to use Metascare and junk.
Metascare.
It's a preview of scare tactics, distortions, demagoguery to try and scare seniors to voting for them. And the irony of it is we're the ones who are actually protecting Medicare, current benefits for current seniors. They're the ones that passed the law that actually compromises their Medicare and allows the program to collapse.
Sure, he's giving them premium support. Like sure. In the old Kotex commercial, the kind with wings. It's premium support.
Gayer tactics? You mean like death panels? The Republicans don't use scare tactics.
Yeah,
death
exactly.
Panels. Death panels. You don't want to vote for death panels.
With our death plan, you have the voucher for $10.
Yes.
See, you get a free bag of kettle corn and a vitamin.
And a can of
How's
Red
that
Bull.
For perspective?
Paul Ryan again.
If you're willing to lie and demagogue Medicare and scare seniors, then yeah, they have a political weapon. I'd say shame on them for lying to seniors. They've distorted this so much. Remember one thing. Our plan doesn't change benefits for a person 55 years of age or higher.
Yes, it does, first of all. And number two, screw everybody else. Screw everybody's, like, kids and grandkids.
Seniors are dumb.
Stupid.
I have
blue eyes
and a perfect haircut. Listen to me.
29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Sounds like you could use a little R&R, rum and Ritalin.
Boy, howdy. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Comedian Carl Alizraki live in studio.
Tom Brokaw. Alizraki.
My old voice guy, who, before I do his plugs, I always require him to do close-up dog and then faraway dog.
Faraway dog. I have a skill. I'm packing the gloves.
Faraway dog, yay.
Faraway dog.
All right.
You're up with faraway dog.
He is going to be Thursday, June 2nd at the Improv in Tempe, Arizona.
I believe. Is that a Thursday?
Yes,
you're right.
Thursday, June
2nd
yes.
at 7:30 p.m. Tempe Improv, Tempe, Arizona, on the corner of Rural and University.
Yes.
So come on out and see that show. I'm on Twitter. I'm doing the tweet thing.
He is hilarious. He is, in case you don't know, very famous from Reno 911,
right.
The Taco Bell Chihuahua, Fairly Odd Parents, Rocco and Rocco's Modern Life, Jonathan Weed on Family Guy. He's a...
Mr. Weed, beat to your fire. Also, this Saturday night in Los Angeles at Largo, next Saturday, June 5th, part of the super thrilling, I call it super, it's the Thrilling Adventure Radio Hour. Ben Acker and Ben Blacker's big weekly, monthly, it's a monthly radio play show with Paulette Tompkins and Padgett Brewster and John DiMaggio and lots of other great guests.
Awesome.
Come on out, June 5th.
Favorites of mine, all the people you just mentioned.
All brilliant.
Yay. So, and you were talking about...
in Mexico.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you read this?
No.
I read on HuffPost, they busted a Mexican jail in Juarez, right next to where my dad lives in El Paso. They found a tequila bar. They found, in this jail in Mexico, 200 bottles of beer cans. I can't read. 200 bottles of beer cans. The bottles had beer cans in them. 20 bottles of vodka, cell phones, guns, heroin.
You are the law in this country. And you're going to get a tequila!
They're growing agave plants in the cell. Man, that's like...
And Pee Wee Herman dancing on the bar in white little white shoes.
200 beer cans, 20 bottles of vodka, guns, cell phones, and heroin. It's like a rapper's tour bus, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you what. Hey, we're heading to the White House, man. Yeah.
It's no Who Songs Cantina, where I spent my college youth, my misspent youth. But it's good enough.
You're going to the can to open a cannon of cerveza.
Donna. Racist. Donna in Philadelphia, you're on with Carlos. Hello, Donna.
Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to let you know that I was playing with the stations about 2 months ago, came across your station on XM, started to listen to it, haven't learned anything yet because you have one
same
view.
Talking points.
Yes.
Your own.
Yes.
And
were you hoping to learn something?
I don't understand why you attack what's all the clowns and the it's just not a show.
Huh?
If you guys are trying to help the left, you're not.
400
yards.
What would
you do?
Your GPS is calling
you. Your GPS is kibitzing.
I'm born and raised in California as well.
Born and raised in California, there is no such thing as a Democrat and a Republican anymore. There's a conservative and a progressive.
Uh-huh.
Take a stand. Be for one of them.
Yes, I'm clearly a progressive.
You mean you can't be...
Tell us the reason. Talk about the reasons you're behind Obama.
I've talked endlessly about the reasons I'm behind Obama. I'm not sure...
Donna, would you like to start producing the show?
I would probably do a much better job.
Oh, snap on all of us.
Who are you behind and what are your reasons? Who are you behind and what are your reasons? Tell us your reasons for who you're behind. Go.
No, fine. There are such bad choices out there, which is a shame for America. But I'm not for joking about everything.
Oh,
I think
we're all comedians.
I think that everything is supposed to be a kind of show. Is that what you're facing? Is that it?
Well, you actually said it's not really a show at all, so I don't know why you're listening to it.
But you have potential to be an important part.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
But you've got to stop all the kids.
No joking.
No, you can add humor.
Okay.
But you're all talking at once. I'm trying to learn what's going on in the country. Both sides, and I learn nothing because there's too much fooling around. We're in a very serious place in our lives right now with what's going on with our country, but you're not talking about it.
Yes, well, the problems of the country are not going to be solved on this show, you see, because we're comedians. We're not actually world leaders.
You're representing your party.
Okay. No, I'm not representing my party. I'm representing me.
You're really representing Democratic, is what you're saying.
No.
But you're not selling.
Not really. We make fun of Democrats, too, when it's, for instance, I think John Edwards is a scumbag. Do you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, we've had
common ground.
There we go. Magical common ground. He's going to.
Yes.
He may be indicted, and I say good. I think he's a slut, don't you?
I could care less whether he gets indicted or not.
All right.
I could care less about anything because we're in such a bad shape. We're in such bad shape.
What she's saying is these are serious times and we need serious
people. You're driving a solar car and you live in a house that has compost and you recycle.
I'm from California. Everything you're saying is unnecessary.
It's unnecessary?
It's unnecessary to compost and drive solar cars and use
electric cars? No, it's unnecessary to ask me if I'm driving that car.
Why? Well, you take such a stand on things. Let's own up to it.
I'm trying to learn.
What car are you driving? What kind of car do you have?
Okay. I have a company car.
Oh, yeah.
What sort of company?
Do you get gas mileage? Or are you wasting fuel and poisoning the environment?
I'm a Cesar Milan dog trainer.
Oh.
You're a Cesar Milan dog trainer?
Yes.
Seriously?
He's an illegal immigrant. He's an illegal immigrant and should be kicked out of the country.
All right, Donna. Thanks for calling.
We have serious problems to solve.
See, we agree on that.
And we need serious people to solve them.
May I just say she's a little bit of a humorless dog.
Oh, I said stay!
You have to choose a direction to go. Are you going forward or backwards, dog?
Oh, leave me alone.
Wow.
And if she had her way, Cesar Milan would be kicked out of this country because he's an illegal immigrant and we have to do something about immigration.
Yeah, that's the kind of producer I need, Chris. I need a producer that's going to stop the jokes around here.
There's
get
too much
some
humor.
Serious. I need
stop
more
it.
Learning.
Fine, I'll see you. Bye.
Just need more learning on this show and less joking.
Please, this is meant to be a happy occasion.
But there was the same
Let's
talking point.
Let's not pick and argue about
the previous caller.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
I don't know what kind of show this is. I'm trying to learn. How are you representing your party?
What kind of program is this? What kind of information can I ascertain?
This is like the Seinfeld of radio. There's no learning
here. Program.
There's no learning. There's no hugging. There's
no,
none of that.
It's all fun
it's
and games.
It's a show about nothing.
It's entertainment, for God's sakes.
Stop being so funny, damn it.
Now, excuse me while I watch the Royal Wedding.
Here's one thing we've learned, and that is that the budget monster, Paul Ryan, is a whiny little
whiny
twerp.
Defensive.
Americans want the truth. They want facts.
You can't handle
and
the truth.
And so we have a year and a half to get the truth out.
Ah, please.
Yeah, and you still haven't.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Can't you? I can't handle the truth.
So Gingrich is now defending Paul Ryan. This is hilarious to watch. He sent a letter to members of Congress, frankly, claiming that Democrats and their allies in the elite media are determined to divide us and lie about the efforts, save both Medicare and America from fiscal collapse. Paul Ryan and the House Republicans are trying to save Medicare in a period of enormous economic and fiscal difficulties, Gingrich wrote.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the Republican Robin Hood. He steals from Medicare and gives to the Kochs.
Exactly. Yeah.
By the way, Ryan was on Morning Joe and said, perhaps Gingrich's comments were not helpful in the race in upstate New York. Yeah, first of all, but they don't go on to say what falsehoods are being told. Gingrich said Democrats are using falsehoods to try and frighten the American people. Exactly. Paul Ryan put the plan out himself, and the American people roundly at town halls and in polling said, we hate this.
What they're not telling
the Democrats the don't have to lie about it.
We want the truth about the voucher programs they're talking about.
Don't talk about that.
Don't talk.
It's premium
like
support.
Metascare is their big, that's their big joke, though. Gingrich wrote, the Democrats' Metascare big lie campaign will eventually collapse if we cheerfully insist on telling the truth.
Cheerfully.
Yeah, Gingrich is nothing if not cheerful. That's what you think of when you think of Newt Gingrich.
Hi. Hi, ho.
Hi, ho,
you said.
So after work I go, frankly. Frankly. Break up this broad and get another. Hi, ho.
Get another broad.
Hi, ho.
Yeah.
Wow. Things not going well for them in Florida. Will once again, of course, be a major battleground in the presidential race with a new Republican governor. The GOP, obviously, you think has a foothold.
No. Kathy Hochul.
Governor Rick Scott. A whopping 57% disapproval rating, only 29% approve. The worst score of any governor surveyed by Quinnipiac in the 10 states they cover.
Wow.
Sorry, Rick.
Yeah.
And you're so Aryan looking.
He looks like a Skeletor.
Yeah.
He does. All right, Kim in Buffalo would like to counter our other caller. She learns lots of things from our show. Hello, yeah. Kim.
Uh-oh. How are you?
Good.
I had to call in and say that I love how these people are calling in and saying, oh, well, they're not learning anything from listening to you and how you guys have just lost your minds. Well, I'll be honest. I came across your show on a whim, came into it as an independent. Now that I'm listening to you guys more and more often, which you say makes sense. It's hysterical. It keeps me going throughout my work day.
Aww.
And I don't know how you can't learn things. I go through and you guys get me to a point where I start the research and I look up things and I do the intelligence on my own. I don't wait on people from the right or the left to tell me what to think. If I'm curious, yeah. I go out and find out on my own.
Well, in my opinion, this is serious, Kim, but personally, I don't find on either side preaching entertaining. I think the best way to learn, if you can make someone laugh, they won't even realize they learned something. I think anybody doing talking points on either side is going to be boring.
Absolutely. It's kind of like when you're in high school and all of the teachers that you really learn from were probably the funnest ones in the school. So, it shocks me that these people are going, oh, well, you're just having fun. Well, no, duh. It's kind of the way you go about life.
Right. We're duh. People. We're duh winning, right, Kim?
Absolutely.
Duh. Winning. Whatever.
Trolls.
Okay.
Trolls. Trolls.
It's a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. I think we told you that. Okay.
It's tiger blood.
All right, drink your tiger blood. 45 minutes after the hour, right back with the waning moments with Carlos Alzraki on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Yee-hoo! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Carlos Alzraki, comedian extraordinaire, live in the studio. Mama's original voice, God.
That's right, back in the day, back in the AM, back there and on the last year again.
Yes, I used to fall asleep in the mailroom. That little pad.
Yeah, I used to come in, and we pre-recorded bits then, and you'd be asleep.
I'd be asleep, and you...
Oh, and you'd say the same thing every day. You go, wakey, wakey, hands off snakey.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. Remember that?
I never did such a thing.
And then we'd go
walk down the hall and talk to Larry Elder for a while.
I know it.
We were tennis pals.
I know.
I talked to Jim Ladd for a while when I was...
Jim Ladd. Jim Ladd. Radio. Jim Ladd.
All right. Yes. Because we've been out here in California together for a while.
California, that's right.
Like Arnold.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place to have an affair.
Yeah.
Put on this J-Lo mask. I want to play Made in Manhattan with you. Hey, I'm Ray Fiennes. I'm English. Would you like a spot of tea? Pip, pip, cheerio, and all that.
And all of that. And these kinds of things.
And these kinds of things.
Now we know what he meant by things of this nature.
And things of this nature.
That's what he meant.
Cue the zipper sound effect. Things of this nature.
That's what I'm talking about here. This kind of thing of this nature. Do you like Marvin Gaye? Let's get it on. Ah, sugar. So we were talking about Ed Schultz.
Ah, yes. Oh, I was surprised by that. You said on Greta Van Susteren wrote an article defending him.
A very nice article, which if you Google Ed Schultz, it's one of the first things that comes up. And she basically said, you know what? I accept his apology. It's sincere. He obviously made a boorish comment. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Well, that's
great,
the difference. I mean, look at how...
Kristen Wiig impression.
Right. I mean, I've said this. What a decent guy. I mean, he's a good friend of mine, but still, it's like, you know... I was saying I get called 10 times worse every day on a right-wing radio show somewhere. No one ever apologizes to me or suspends themselves.
I think Wendy might have taken Ed to task for that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Psycho talk.
Didn't he have to recant that whole segment called Psycho Talk because he was afraid that he was offending people?
Psycho talk.
Yeah. He's a good guy anyway, but I mean, and I'm just saying, and I know Laura Ingraham too, and I like her. It's like, oh, please. I'm sure she's not really offended. We all have pretty thick skin that are in this business. You know?
I don't think she's offended. I think that she knows that it will support her ratings, and that's what the media does. We create controversy out of something small.
Yep. Yeah.
So
hey, listen, we could use the publicity. Why don't you guys do your patented Laura Ingraham orgasm again? This is what Jim and Chris think she sounds like, and I don't.
Get off my hair.
More to the right. More to the right. Not the left, just the right. Pull my hair.
Okay. See, now I'm going to see Laura Ingraham probably at the radio convention.
Duck and
cover. In June that I go to every year.
Keep the right hand up.
And that's what she'll go, stop, tell those guys to stop implying that I have an annoying voice.
By the way, I've never had an orgasm, so they don't know what I sound like.
Put her on a tom-tom. You turn right. All right. I did it already.
I told you to turn right. Now you blew it. Recalculating, idiot.
Idiot.
Okay.
It's just comedy.
Oh, please. You're not really telling me this breaking news. Donald Trump says his investigator says the president's birth certificate is computer-generated.
Yep.
It's a huge fraud.
Huge. I had another investigator that said otherwise he was fired. Right, Jim?
I had one investigator who told me that the earth is flat, and I trust him implicitly.
Implicitly.
I fired myself after that. I'm fired.
What a joke.
Hugely fired.
Oh. Deny, deny, deny.
Oh, Lord. And meanwhile, the right-wing freakout continues over the president's Israel speech, which is exactly the same as what not just George Bush said, but what Netanyahu was actually saying. I don't really
negotiable borders, right? Negotiable borders. Swaps on both sides. Lawrence O'Donnell's rewrite on NBC last night was excellent about that topic, and I think it's available online on MSNBC.com. So
David Cameron, the UK Prime Minister.
I described the president's speech as bold and visionary because I think it did an absolutely vital thing, which was to talk about 67 borders with land swaps. So, as the president said, if you think about what both sides absolutely need to know to start this process, those two things are in place.
Yeah, and by the way, I love that he didn't say anything about the Palestinians. The president.
I don't want the Palestinians to forget that they have obligations as well. And they are going to have to resolve in a credible way the meaning of this agreement between Fatah and Hamas if we're going to have any prospect for peace moving forward.
Exactly. He said nothing about the Palestinians.
Exactly.
Not one single,
basically what we're saying about the Middle East is, look, the Israelis and the Jews get Disneyland and the Palestinians get California Adventure Park.
Exactly. Listen, what's not fair about that?
Come on.
Okay.
Split evenly.
And Jerusalem land belongs
Mickey
to everybody.
Loves you both.
All right. Debbie in New York. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I just love you so much.
I love
you.
I
hated that Donna girl. I look forward to you every day, and I hate the weekends because you're not on.
Oh, take that, Donna. So there.
I love you.
All right, I love you back. Aww.
I'm trying to learn what you're trying to tell me here, and I'm not hearing what I'm expecting not to hear.
That's right.
Yeah, she'd be fun to have drinks with, wouldn't she? That
you have to.
I don't drink.
Sides.
I've never drunk, and I never will.
How dare you put
my
a glass
Chardonnay?
Of water in
what
front
do you
of
learn
me?
From that?
Yeah.
Okay. Buddy in Columbus, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, buddy.
Good morning, you big lovable slut.
Thank you. I wear it as a badge of honor. You know what? It's impossible to offend me, I think.
Well, two things real fast. It's number one.
Well, excuse me. You called me the C word, and I didn't fire you.
Okay.
You bastard. I'm sorry. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Mama. Two things real fast. And number one is you guys aren't really a comedy show. I know in the off time you guys are neurosurgeons.
Yes, because these are serious times.
And
I'm a dog trainer.
Boogie, boogie, cheese. I want to stand up for Ed Schultz. If you ever listen to his show and the calls he gets, like a guy last week who's in his 70s and having to sell everything he owns to pay for his daughter's cancer treatments, and he held and handled it with class and distinction, you know, that's got to weigh on a man after a while.
Yeah, yeah. He's my buddy, and he's a very decent guy, and I'm just saying that's the difference between the left and the right. No one has, I mean, seriously, I was trying to, Carlos, you probably know, and I can't remember who, I think it was Ann Coulter, and then there was some other right-wingers, but anyway, referring to several different hosts on MSNBC, including Ed, they call him Special Ed. Because that's funny, because we're making fun of retarded people and Ed Schultz. It's like, no one's ever apologized for that.
Brian Mulroney started that.
Yes.
Former talk host Brian Mulroney.
Yes.
I think they're taking lessons. I apologize.
Paul in Seattle. Hi, Paul.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, about that lady who criticized you for not being serious.
Yes.
You know, radio and TV provide a lot of useful information, but if she really wants to get educated, she ought to read a book. Or
if you're coming to my show for education, you're too stupid to be educated. I'm sorry.
You just played crazy cat lady.
Exactly. What the?
We're learning that seniors have to have a lot of cats in their homes because Medicare is not providing for them. And if Medicare is cut, they will die alone with several cats. That's what we're learning from
that's
that.
That's right.
I don't have Medicare, but Mommy has Ripslinger. Come here, Ripslinger.
Okay. All right. As Charles says, Rocky used to say, what the Christ? I don't, we just love that swear. I don't know why.
Oh, what the Christ. That's from, what's his name? Fargo.
Fargo.
I'll do a lot check. Right. You want me to do a lot check? I'll do a lot check.
CarlosEllisRocky.com. Yeah. Check it out.
Or Twitter. CarlosEllisRocky.
That's right.
All right.
Facebook.
See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.